listen to Danny Lakey and turn it up to the ceiling. Everything could go so wrong, but you'll be so happy. It's Danny Lakey, yeah. It's Danny
right across
Lakey.
Australia, this is the Danny Lakey Show.
It's Danny Lakey.
Has a man ever plugged his name better than Craig with this call?
Fever Los Craigus.
Fever Los Craigus, indeed. Talked about whether you weave a pun or a little catchphrase into your name, one of the great power moves. The Miracle Multi crew won big money for the first time ever. I'm pretty sure I'm still very much in the red, but it doesn't matter. It was a night of celebration on the Danny Lakey Show. We get you up to date on the roads and the traffic in your neighbourhood, despite this being a podcast and the live audio being played in retrospect and hindsight. Now, let's kick it off though. Tasmanian town of Ross Arden takes out Best Water Award at the event deemed the Olympics for water.
Better than anything in the world. Better than mango even.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. A water sample from Ross Arden has taken out the top gong in an international water tasting competition. Ross Arden in the Fingal Valley. Oh, I know the valley well. It was once the centre of the state's mining industry and produced the bulk of Australia's supply of tin. Until 3 years ago, the town's drinking water was on a public health notice due to the contamination from residual mining operations. I was going to say, too much tin in the dirt. You can't be drinking the water. You don't want tin-spiked water. Terrible. A little too tinny for my liking. Earlier this week, the small town of 50 residents won the Best Municipal Water for 2021 award at the Berkeley Springs International Water Tasting Event, held in the US, state of West Virginia. It's a meteoric rise for the water. I've never seen water quality go from strength to strength over a three-year period. I mean, to go from non-drinkable, full of tin, to taking out the top gong in the BSIWTE, the Berkeley Springs International Water Tasting Event, is something I've never seen before. The annual US-based competition is in its 31st year and claims to be the world's largest and longest-running water tasting event. Earlier this year, water from the town's water treatment plant was bottled up and sent to the United States for competition. Doesn't this tweak the sample? I'd imagine it has to taste a little bit different if it's been bottled up for a while and shipped halfway across the world. Nine judges are all certified water tasters, sampled the entries for odour, visual appeal, taste and texture. US water expert Arthur von Weissenberger. Arthur von Weissenberger said water took on the mineral characteristics of the ground that it came from. The water reflects the terroir, he said. He said judges were looking for visual observation, absence of aroma. Yeah, I hate it when there's not an absence of aroma in my water. The taste of different aspects of water, the sweetness, the saltiness, the bitterness, depending on the minerals and the aftertaste and whether it's left a residue in the mouth. Are they just looking out for poisonous water? You don't want any of these things in it. As long as it's absent of residue, smell, aroma, then it's fine water. I like that these guys are taking it seriously, though. Taz Water Acting Chief Executive Juliet Mercer said, seeing a town where so recently you couldn't even drink the water now recognised as having the best drinking water in the world is an incredible result. It's a great source of pride for Tasmanian water. And that may be true. But what about the rest of us? What about the forgotten little cats of the country who will never get to experience the taste of this Tasmanian water? And on 133353, what's the best water? Water connoisseurs, water tasters. I'm assuming most of us drink water. Anyone who drinks water, say aye. Thank you. What is the best water? Because water comes in many shapes and sizes, many different varieties, brands of water perhaps. Are you a Mount Franklin man? Are you a gal who loves to do laybacks from one of those weird containers of Voss water? More of a high-class water drinker, are we? You're more of a sparkling person. I remember I used to work at a workplace where they had sparkling water on tap. It was the Angel Silver.
We have it here.
Bullshit.
Yeah, if you press the things down.
If you press
twice.
Them both at the same time. That's what we did at the old place.
Yep, sparkling.
Game changer, guys. I've just moved up another peg in society. I'll be drinking sparkling water from now on. Well, that makes me very excited. Maybe some bathroom tap water. For me, some of the tastiest water you can have is the 2 a.m. waking up dying of thirst water, and then you just go right under the tap like a cat. For me, that's some of the great water. I really like that. Water on a hangover is nice and tasty. Remember the school bubblers? I think everyone went to a public high school where the best water in town was that new bubbler in the gymnasium. Gymnasium bubbler water. That's got to be right up there, isn't it? On 133353, favourite type of water. Call me controversial. Call me a dash hound. But I think that some of the greatest water was when you're a kid having a bath as like a 5-year-old and your mother would leave you unattended for a couple of minutes and you would get yesterday's bath flannel and just suck yesterday's bath water out of the wash rag. That was some of the nice water back in the day when water was still water. 133353 sparkling, scented water perhaps. I'm hearing a lot in the pump scene these days with dashings of lime, lashings of lemon, a wild berry tinge. 133353, what is the best water? Ash in Wollongong, you're a late night flannel nibbler like myself.
I am, mate. Don't worry about all that Mount Franklin stuff. You brought back memories. When I was a kid in the bath, and you get that tea towel, soak it in, twist it, and just suckle it.
Yeah, suck it hard.
Oh,
suck
how
it
good
strong.
Was that, mate? And it was dry. And then you dip it back in again, and ooh, we go again.
Now, hang on. If I sense correctly, what you're saying is you would drink last night's cold flannel water. You'd suck it dry. Oh, you'd suck the ends off the thing. And then you go in for a warm, almost a midnight
supper.
And
you go again. Wow. Oh, you would. Soup. You would. You just keep going again, mate. It was just sensational.
And has a man really lived unless he's brewed his very own flavoured cup of tea in his own bath? That's what I don't think he has.
I'm around the 50 years of age, and I don't think I'll be doing it again now. But when I was around the teenage years, I would just keep going at it.
You wouldn't dare now. You wouldn't dream of it. It's the act of a madman. But when you were six, you're like, fresh, tasty, refreshing, hydrating.
But I'm still dreaming about it because you brought it back all to me.
Yeah, hashtag nostalgia. And I was always a little jealous about all those ladies in wet T-shirt competitions. So I thought, God, I bet they're gonna rinse those things out once they're done with them.
Absolute sensational, so mate. Good. Thank you very much for that.
Thank you, Ash. Jenny in Glenorchy, Tasmania. Now, I'm glad that you're here because you live near the Tasmanian town of Ross Arden. What are you, northwest, southeast?
No, we're west.
West? West of Ross Arden. Are you?
Well, I don't know. I'm not sure whether I'm near. That's a fair way away.
Well, hang on, let me see. Ross Arden, I'm going to just see whereabouts Glenorchy is in relation to Ross Arden. It is in the Fingal Valley. It's in the northern Midlands. So you'd expect, the Fingal Valley is in the east of Tasmania, and Glenorchy's near Hobart, isn't it? So,
yes,
it's northeast, as the crow flies, though. Northeast as the crow flies.
Good-o.
Good. What's your favourite water?
Well, I prefer boiled water from the tap, but I have tried many years ago Mountain River bottled water, and I like that. I don't like water that's got anything added to it.
No, I don't like additives in water either. I prefer it fluoride-free, calcium-free, all those little nooks and crannies. I like to sieve my water, run it through a colander, just to make sure I get the final little flavours out.
I speak
my truth. It's all I can do. And I'm hearing that you like a warm water. You'll boil it and then you let it cool back down, or you just drink water like it's unflavoured tea?
Yeah, no, sometimes I like it tepid, or other times just cold.
Yeah, fair enough. Tepid on the lips. I like it. Steve in Ringwood. Hello?
Danny, how are you, buddy?
Yeah, good. Now, here the Ringwood Municipality came quite close of claiming Australia's favourite water this year, just missing out to the Fingal Valley. Tough.
Unbelievable truths, and I can't say that I know that case, but as a personal trainer, I encourage my clients to drink purified, great water. And 20 years ago, I purchased a device called Awesome Water. It's a self-filtrating system that's got charcoal, magnesium and calcium in a filtrated system. And, mate, in the first year, I had 5 females, all 4 pregnant to it.
Ooh, nice.
And I can only claim one of them as my son.
Okay. And I'm just thinking, how does this differ for your standard household Brita water filtration system? Because I'm a Brita man at the moment, but I'm open to change.
Yeah, no, I like where you're coming from because I had a couple of clients that were in the water game. But you do take your tap water. Mm-hmm. Put in a 2-litre colander and it's filtrates through. You've got the chance to keep it at cool temperatures, so you can bring it to a temperature that you like, or you can even boil it. So for those that want a hot cup of soup or whatever, you put it together, mate. So that's where we're at with the Awesome Water system. A lot.
Well, if you're just joining us, we're talking about water on 133353. Adam in Victoria, you like your water through a different means.
Yes, g'day, Dan. First time, long time.
Nice.
Thank you.
The tech school troughs back at Echuca, back at home.
Make your water fresh from the trough.
Ah, mate. But summertime, you used to be out there. It's
Yeah, you're just going through a little blurry at the moment. Please refrain from drinking from the trough whilst you're on live radio. That's all we ask. This sounds exciting because I'm a man who likes to suckle from a bathroom tap. I think maybe if I got my beard soaked in where the swine and the sow drink from, that it might add a different flavour to the water.
I missed a little bit of that, Dan. Sorry. I just walked around.
Sorry. I'm in a bad spot as well. Damien in Melbourne. Hello.
Hey, Danny, how was your weekend?
Yeah, not too bad. Drank a bit of water, obviously, like most weekends. And, yeah, as I was drinking, I thought, God, maybe I should do some research on the water. And lo and behold, Tasmanian town, front of the queue in Google News. And now I'm talking about the water.
I like pump water.
Yeah, nice. 600 mil?
Yeah, I do, because you can get different flavours, like berry flavour, lime flavour, normal flavour.
Well, so. You'd strike me as a normal flavoured kind of guy. You've got no time for additives and small pieces of lemon juice.
Yeah, pretty much.
Read you like a book. What I like about pump, it's the best one to squeeze, isn't it? And they know what they're doing. They do that with a bottle, and it's all about the drink suckler as well. This is no Frantel.
And it's Coca-Cola brand as well.
Coca-Cola brand, yeah. Love the Amatil. Love the Amatil stuff. Tiny? Yes, Tiny. Hello, Tiny. Wrap this up on 133353. Your favourite water?
Frozen water, buddy.
Nature's icy pole.
Yeah, I like my frozen water with a bit of bourbon.
Yeah, okay, nice. I mean, we did try to keep the alcoholics at bay after one man called up and goes, beer's also water, did you know? That's my favourite water.
But now he's the number one traffic reporter. He's keeping an eye on the road for us. It's Helicopter Heath.
Quick check of the roads. A driver has forgotten to turn their right indicator light off. They've been driving down the highway for a good 7 minutes now. We assume they've got their speakers blaring and can't hear the clicking sound, or it's just a pensioner who has slipped through the cracks and still has their license. Elsewhere, at the intersection of Fernwood Avenue and Potley Street, there is a traffic light window washing squeegee man who is washing drivers' windows and demanding spare change despite drivers making it clear they don't want their windows washed. And finally, a man has made it very clear he's still very much aware of the pandemic after being spotted pressing the pedestrian crossing button with his elbow rather than his hand. It's Helicopter Heath in the chopper. More traffic tomorrow night on the Danny Lakey Show.
Well, 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 I eat my words. Look at you go, you little miracle multi-crew geniuses. Finally, I can use this sports bet rip-off voice to go, you beauty! Yes, I will have the prawn topper on the steak. Yes, we will get the deluxe polish extra $20 thing at the car wash, whatever that means. We're high rollers now. Time to crack open the bottle I got from that fancy store in that rich suburb. The Miracle Multi-Cruise Celebratory Drinks.
Yes, indeed. We all move from middle class to upper class. We are now all part of the corporate elite, where myself and the six members of the, or the seven members of the Miracle Multi crew join us tonight. I believe Suncorp Super Netball Sarah is not with us at the drinks. Unfortunately, she can't. She's playing netball, I believe.
She's playing netball. I thought that would be genuine.
Typical. Yeah. I mean, when isn't she playing netball? Well, apart from when she's betting, obviously. But we wish Suncorp Super Netball all the best in the match, and we thank you for her services as well. We've got everyone else here. Basketball Bobby, are you here at the celebratory drinks?
Sure am, Danny.
Yeah. Hey, down at the track, Dave, you there?
Yeah, man, I'm walking the dog.
Nice. Aussie Rules Aaron, you there?
Yeah, mate, check.
Glad to have you. Niggling Nathan, the UFC obsessed. Hello.
I'm here, boss.
Drop Goldez, you there?
Yeah, we're here.
Wildcard Jenny.
I'm there.
Yep, nice, Wildcard Jenny. Guys, first of all, congratulations. Jen. Teamwork makes the dream work. We all know that all of the legs successfully pulled off over the weekend. Seven-leg multi, unheard of. $1,569.20 divided by the seven of you is $224.18. So a round of applause for everyone and give yourselves a nice pat on the back. Well done.
Yeah, good.
Woohoo.
Yeah, the ambiance is electric. Now, let's go through things. First things first, basketball, Bobby. You struggled a bit with the teams over the weeks, but you're more of a player's man. Will we see more of this moving forward, individual player bets? Because it's served us so well.
I think so, Danny. That's 2 weeks in a row. I had a couple of good picks there, so I think that's sort of the way we keep on rolling.
Yeah, love your work, mate. Love your work. And may I just ask you this, how long left in the NBA season? How many more weeks will we have your services NBA-wise?
Roughly another month and a half.
Oh, wow. Right. They love to drag it out, the Americans, don't they?
Yeah,
good
they
for
sure
us
do.
As well, because we'll be dragging out more money. We'll be rinsing them dry. Good stuff, Basketball Bobby. Down at the track, Dave Zaki. You've had success with him before. Explain your reasoning behind the Zaki tip.
Well, I think Zaki's the best horse in Australia.
Yeah, me too.
So if it's the best in Australia, it probably wins most times.
Of course, yeah. We can't fault the logic. It's why we've hired you. It's the results that we expect of you. I know you expect that of yourself as well. And congratulations, corporate handshake coming your way. Aussie Rules Aaron, I mean, what were you thinking halfway through when Adelaide were down? Chips against the table, and all of a sudden one of the greatest comebacks of all time.
Yeah, no, I don't know if you watched the game, but they didn't deserve to win that.
They didn't. They got away with it, and we got away with one as well. Well done, Aussie Rules Aaron. It's a nice coin flip that you won. That you've been unlucky a couple of weeks, but this one, the ledger fell nicely in our favour. Niggling Nathan, the UFC obsessed, my genius, hiring you last week, and it's already paying off. You think we're in a little bit of trouble when Vittori had Adesanya in a rear naked chokehold?
Nah. Izzy had it all the rounds.
Yeah, I thought so. I thought, God, this chokehold isn't strong enough. Vittori needs to choke him more because he's going to bust down on this any second. And lo and behold, what happens?
He's improved his ground game, so he's pretty solid all round now.
I did think so. I thought, God, he's grappling well. God, he's really grappling well. Those shin kicks.
It was solid, mate.
Drop Galdez, the NRL expert, never in doubt over the weekend.
Heels at home, mate. And they didn't lose too many Origin players, so they were a good bet.
Absolutely. We salute you, Geezer. Wildcard Jenny, the USA, taking it up to the Germans.
Mm-hmm. I don't have to explain myself. I'm the wild card, baby.
Indeed you are. Indeed you are. What a wild move. I've never seen something so wild. Of course, it does pay off. It is only myself who needs thanking now. The genius behind the scenes, the puppet master, have it be known on the record. I will not be taking any of this money divided by the seven. You may think it is a very generous offer. I will receive more than $224 in bonuses at the end of the year as CFO of the Miracle Multi Cruise. Don't worry about me. The rich get richer.
And the poor get poorer.
Yeah. Wildcard, baby. And, of course, guys, couldn't have done it without you all. If we could all just raise our glasses to the Miracle Multi crew, your teamwork, your professionalism, not only on an individual level, but as part of a corporate structure, doesn't go unnoticed. As we come into the new financial year, all I ask is that we keep our head on the game and not to rest on our laurels. We've proved what we're capable of now. And I think we can all move on to much more greener pastures in the future. Keep looking for those juicy multis. Keep being wild. And I look forward to all of our expertise this Thursday and fingers crossed moving forward.
Well done, T.
Well done. Yeah. Well done, T.
Danny, you're a legend.
Mm-hmm.
Last week, during Craig of Origin, which was a game where we got a bunch of Craigs on from each state and then quizzed them on rock. You'll have to take our word for it, though. Who was it again? Craig from Queensland won.
Queensland Craig!
One of the most remarkable things followed.
Queensland Craig has proved that he is the master of all the Craigs. 6-0. Well done, Queensland Craig. Congratulations to you.
Thanks for the game. And viva Las Craigas.
Viva Las Craigas, indeed.
Could be one of the wittiest and greatest things a listener has ever said in the history of radio.
Fever Los Craigas.
Fever Los Craigas. And most importantly, it got us thinking.
Do you weave a pun into your name? Your
name. Yeah, 133353. Do you weave a pun into your name? So I've got no doubt that Viva Los Craigas is probably something that Craig has said over his journey. He probably drops it quite a few times, but he waits for his moments. And there was no better moment than at the end of that radio break where he has defeated all fellow Craigs around the country, an absolute whitewash, and just letting out those three magic words.
Viva Los Craigas.
I've never heard anything like it. It made me question whether I'm the right man for the job. Maybe it should be the Viva Los Craigas show. Maybe he should just come and step in and just host from here on out, because I've never experienced such wit, such timing, such skill.
Viva Los Craigas.
And I just wonder how widespread this is, where people are weaving things into their names to almost sort of big up themselves just a little bit, just stamp themselves as the authoritarian in the crew, a true alpha move. I can only imagine the times that people have thought, oh, yeah, here's Craig, is he? Oh, yeah, classical beta male, classic sissy cuck over there. And all of a sudden he's just down to beer and said,
Fever lost Craig.
All of a sudden he's straight to the front of the queue, true alpha male. Are there names out there that you have managed to sort of create your own catchphrase, weave a pun into everyday proceedings? Because it's a real power move. And I've been scratching my head all day to think of some for myself. I just don't know if I've got the name that's designed for that. I know Danny rhymes with Fanny, but I just don't think it's really any sort of alpha move or any sort of territory to be weaving puns into things. I mean, the best I can think of, for example, is a bit like if your name was Samuel, like wham, bam, thank you, Sam, etc. Or Matt's what I'm talking about, if your name is Matthew, something along those lines. Spud's chicken and lashings of Davy.
We've had Mark message in. He's Mark the Shark.
What? Okay. Let's spread it out to nicknames as well. Sure, Mark the Shark. I mean, it's no Viva Los Craigers.
Viva Los Craigers.
I think we can all agree with that. But yeah, sure, Mark the Shark. Ooh, what's it going to do? That's Mark the Shark over there. Just be careful, all right? Don't go swimming in Mark-infested waters. 133353. Do you weave a pun into your name? Have you managed to come up with some sort of catchphrase? Martin in Sydney, hello.
Hi, Danny.
Hi there. Now, Martin, great name, respectable name, and albeit quite a respectable man. But from time to time, you come across as beta, but you can move yourself into alpha with one solid name-based phrase.
Martin Farton or Marty Farty.
Okay. Interesting move. It's almost the self-neg. You're almost knocking yourself down a few pegs and people go, wow, he must be very
My uncle, an uncle years ago, made a poem about me.
Well, please.
He said, Martin Farton fell down farting, got up winking, ran away stinking.
Great. And you're a gassy man, Martin?
I am, and I can tell you how to do a... people that I know, especially my girlfriend, has a go at me. But I know how to do an imitation fart. You lie on the lino with no shirt on and you lift your back and it makes a fart.
Fart and Martin, everyone. Thank you, Martin. Martin Farton.
Fever lost Craigus.
Lying all over the leather couch, just rolling around making fart sounds. Jason, hello.
G'day, matey. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. Now, is this your name that you've managed to bump up a few pegs?
No, it's Friend.
Friend.
His name is Cecil.
Oh, Cecil needs a couple of pump tyres, that's for sure.
Yes, definitely. But, see, Cecil is addicted to Chinese food.
Okay.
And he gets sweet and sour pork at least 3 times a week. So we call him Sweet and Sour Cecil.
Yes. Only natural. It would be a crime to watch Cecil just gobble away on his sweet and sour pork and not drop a sweet and sour Cecil from time to time. Now, outside of his sweet and sour habits, does he still carry the name, the burden of a sweet and sour Cecil, or is it strictly in the time that he's consuming sweet and sour pork?
No, he carries the burden.
Nice, good. And
no matter where he goes, sweet and sour Cecil, where are you going? Because he lives in Toowoomba.
Sweet. Shout-outs. Well, it's not often we do shout-outs on the show, but a shout-out to Sweet and Sour Cecil. Sweet and Sour Cecil, how you going?
Fever lost Craigus.
Paul in Brisbane. Hello.
How are you, Danny?
Good, thank you. Just talking about some of the great alpha names, some great alpha moves.
Indeed. Well, my name's Paul, which is a relatively boring name.
Sure.
But when I like to shock people, right before I drop the mic, I like to say, be appalled.
Fever lost Craigus.
And when I lived in Texas in the U.S. for 5 months, and a few of my shenanigans I put on a T-shirt, and my friend actually got that printed on the T-shirt, Be a Paul. So you put the name inside a pot. It's fantastic.
Well, it adds another layer to this now. Now we're talking text, and I like talking text. Are you spelling it the way appalled would be spelled, or are you putting the P-A-U-L?
You put the P-A-U-L in capitals inside the appalled in small letters, and it stands out. It's
absolutely
great.
Fever lost Craigus.
Good stuff, Paul. I just don't know if it, like, just appalled is quite a bad word. It's like, hey, I'm Brad, I'm sad Brad is what they call me. But put it in a T-shirt, all of a sudden it's a game changer. Vish in Brisbane.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, good, thank you. You've incorporated something to bolster your name.
Yeah, so when people come up to me and, you know, they start talking and they're like, oh, you know, you're going on holiday, I wish. And then I go, no, I wish.
Fever lost Craigus.
Great. And the only qualm with this one is, do you just spend most, because it's such a high quality call from you, incorporating your name, do you just spend days yearning, oh God, I wish someone would go on holiday. So please, someone just bring up some holiday chat. Just
yeah, like, yeah. You know, sometimes it's like, oh, I'm waiting for it in the moment, yeah. But it just comes out all the time. So.
And what a sweet moment it is every yeah. 4 or 5 years when someone does randomly bring up their holiday. Viva
Las Craigus.
Good calls.
Craigus.
Yeah, it's enough to get you to change your birth name to Craig, to be honest. It takes a lot to go to the births, deaths and marriages registry to change your name to Craig, but I think that takes the cake to do it.
Triple M.